Andrew Kelleher from JMI Wealth joins us in the studio. Very good morning to you.
Yeah, happy to be here, mate.
Are you just coming in from the clubs or?
Well, been, why not? You've been why home? Not? I mean, you may as well keep going when you're on a roll.
Celebrating the GDP. One.
Number,
I mean,
yeah.
You can't argue with that, can you? One's one.
No, everything is truly awesome-ish. I mean, it's a big quarter. But just remember the year at 2.7 is solid, but it's not spectacular. So we did need a good number. Mm. If we'd have come in at that 0.5 that the Reserve Bank had been looking at, we actually weren't in a great place. But a big positive surprise. You said it before, double the RBNZ forecast, and that's interesting. Admittedly, theirs was an early read. So they didn't have the benefit of having all the data that has come out since they made that prediction back in early August, but still they were way off. Biggest upward surprise in years. The thing is, Mike, I don't know if you've looked into it, but it could have been higher. We had some outages and shutdowns at the Methanex methanol plant, also at the Marsden, but that could have added 0.2 or 0.3 on, so it could have been higher.
Amazing, eh?
Yeah.
But the big question, if you want to look at the calendar year, and this goes back to the politics for the government, is you need a big September quarter, big December quarter, to get us into the threes, and I don't know that we'll do it. Isn't the general read or the feel that this quarter that we're in currently, that will end in September, isn't as flash as the previous one?
Yeah, so look, remember that it is backward-looking. So this is what happened right through to the end of June. So we're actually quite a long way past that. So the question is, I suppose the really interesting thing here, Mike, is this divergence that we're seeing now between where people think we're going and where we have been. So the real question is whether or not that momentum from March through to June has carried on through to September. Now, there was quite a lot of what I call push and pull between quarter one and quarter two. There were quite a few things that we got back in quarter two that, you know, actually balancing acts between the first two quarters. So it's quite hard to actually know whether or not we're going to get that momentum. Interesting thing also, Mike, is the market reaction. So you may recall we got that 0.5. Reserve Bank came out on early August and they said, look, we're worried about growth, so we're going to tell you that we might keep interest rates extremely low. Mm. Well, what that did was it put the Kiwi a heck of a lot lower. We also saw interest rates a heck of a lot lower as well.
Mm.
Well, that's kind of been turned on its head now.
Exactly.
Seen a strong reaction in the Kiwi overnight. Kiwi got down to about 65 cents back sort of 10th, 11th of September. Well, we saw a large jump after the number. A lot of people were short the Kiwi as well. They'd been selling the Kiwi on a speculative basis. Those shorts were extreme. So we've had the big bounce back, almost up to 67 cents overnight.
All right. Tax working group yesterday, 200 pages for what?
Yeah.
You might do this or you might do that. We could have come up with this, couldn't we?
I mean, are you going to you probably do need to read the 200 pages. So let's just have a think about the headlines here. Are we going to get a capital gains tax? But you'll notice in the document they talk about taxation on capital income.
Yeah.
What is that? That is a capital gains tax. So they talk about two methodologies they could use. The fact of the matter is they are going to broaden it. We are, I believe, going to get a capital gains tax. It's just a question of how far they take it. On the plus side, if they do broaden the tax base by going and looking at a capital gains tax, there is the potential. Grant Robertson said it should be revenue neutral, or where he has implied that it should be revenue neutral. What does that mean, Mike?
Tax cuts. But he's not going to give tax cuts.
Potentially, but we don't know.
He's on after 7 o'clock, so I'll ask him now. What are the numbers for this Friday?
Storming markets overnight, Mike. The Dow Jones. They're not worried about these trade deals. Not worried about them at all. 26,647, up 240 points on the Dow. 0.91% S&P 500 2930 up 22.78. The Nasdaq up 1% 8029. All glorious. FTSE 100 7367 up 36. Nikkei 23,674 up small. Shanghai Composite 2729. ASX 200, they lost 20 points yesterday, closing at 6169. We gained 16 points yesterday, 9360, 0.17% gain. The Kiwi dollar stronger everywhere, 0.6682 against the US, 0.9175 Aussie, 0.5679 euro, 0.5043 pounds, 75.19 yen. Gold trading at $1,206. Brent crude, $78.22.
Have a good weekend. See you Monday. Appreciate it as always. Andrew Kelleher and the team at JMI Wealth. He's available at jmiwealth.co.nz.